Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights-on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning, Pastor Scheidbach is not politically correct, and even more shocking, he is a Christian who uses the word God and prays in Jesus' name in public. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, my friends. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
We enjoyed the second annual Brain Massage Banquet Friday night. Thank you so much, all of you who were able to attend, and make the evening a great success. We appreciate Lou of Have It Wired and his tri-tip team doing another superb job. Delicious. Thank you, and Pat from Pat's Automotive for providing the door prize. This year, an AR-15 was given away. Isn't that awesome? Last year, it was a Mossberg 12-gauge. I wonder what it'll be next year. I especially appreciate all my gold, silver, and bronze ambassadors. Thank you, on behalf of all the listeners of this radio show, for making the brain massage possible. I've got some of the most intelligent listeners in radio. I know, they all say that. And perhaps some are impressed with the brilliance of those who agree with them. I'm compelled to say it, not because most of my regular listeners agree with me, but because of the content of the material I receive from so many of them. Now, I've been wanting to do this for a while, and I thought this would be a good show to roll out some of the great material I receive from listeners. And by the way, I do appreciate the feedback I receive from my audience. Feedback is essential, my friends. I don't do a call-in show because I can't commit it to be in the radio station at a certain time every day of the week and stuff like that, or even at any specified time one day a week, for that matter. And I don't have the gear to arrange to have that sort of setup follow me all over the country and other parts of the world where I travel. And we've tried different scenarios, and at present, it seems the best plan is for you to call a toll-free hotline-type number and just leave a message for me, and then I call you back if you ask me to. That kind of thing seems to work best for us. Or go online and write me a letter, which works really well. So anyway, your off-air calls and emails are essential for me to get a feel for how my audience is responding to my show. All right, here are some things I picked up recently from listeners that I thought were very good. Thank you, Randy. I met Randy at a house gathering of some wonderful new friends where we talked about prophecy. He presented something to the group I thought was very well done and well thought out, and I asked his permission to use it on air. But, of course, I had to ask him to go back over every item he mentions in this litany of things Obama didn't know and provide documentation for every asserted fact. That's something else you ought to know about the Brain Massage Show. Every statement of fact is documented, with the exception, of course, of those facts that are undisputed and general public knowledge, you know, such as Kennedy was shot in Texas, that kind of thing. Okay, so after I verified all the assertions of fact and tasted it for satirical authenticity, and confess, made a few adjustments to suit my own fancy and so on, I decided to use this today. Its greatest value to me, and I think to you, will be the fact that it's a collection into one place of just about everything that has gone on in this administration. And when you put all these pieces together and lay them out in front of you, you see the clear and distinct face of tyranny begin to emerge in bold relief against the backdrop of all that this president-alleged Obama apparently didn't know. So here it is, he didn't know. By Randy. Quote, he didn't know about Benghazi, he didn't know about Fast and Furious, he didn't know about the government spying on U.S. citizens, he didn't know we were spying on our allies, he didn't know millions would not be able to keep their health care, he didn't know he couldn't blame Bush for 8 years, he doesn't know if coal is good for America, even though it supplies 45% of our energy, he doesn't know if the Keystone Pipeline is good for America, he didn't know America's phones, emails, address books, Facebook, and all media is being stored in Utah. He didn't know the IRS was targeting his enemies, including Romney, during the past election. He didn't know the AP and Fox News sources and reporters were being recorded, and reporters like Rosen were being issued warrants for criminal activity for reporting the truth. He didn't know that illegal aliens were holding rallies on the Washington Monument while our veterans were being handcuffed and hauled off. He didn't know Eric Holder had prosecuted journalists as criminals. He didn't know Kathleen Sebelius solicited donations from companies she regulates. He didn't know about the GSA gone wild, spending $823,000 in training conferences in Las Vegas. He didn't know the Veterans Affair in Disney World spent $6 million on two conferences. He didn't know Sebelius violated the Hatch Act when she called for the election of the Democratic candidate for governor of North Carolina. He didn't know that Solyndra and several other solar energy companies would be a huge waste of taxpayer dollars, or that it wasn't his money to invest. He didn't know the EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson used the name Richard Windsor when corresponding by email with other government officials to hide her tracks. He didn't know Eric, which is against the law, by the way, he didn't know Eric Holder would throw out the Black Panther case when they clearly intimidated voters at polling places. He didn't know he violated the War Powers Resolutions Act by attacking Libya without congressional approval. He didn't know Vice President Biden has repeatedly interfered with coverage, forcing a reporter to wait in a closet while deleting photos and editing pool reports. Well, he didn't know that his administration paid millions to David Axelrod to promote Obamacare, misuse of taxpayer funds. He didn't know former Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel would use Bill Clinton to probe Representative Joe Sestak to accept a prominent White House advisory position in exchange for dropping out of the primary. Illegal. He didn't know he is not king by bypassing Congress and deciding which laws to enforce, like not deporting illegal aliens or defending DOMA, exempting Congress from Obamacare and large corporations that donated to him. He didn't know that forcing Ford to stop ads saying they didn't take the government bailout was illegal. He didn't know that throwing Nakula Basile Nakula for making a video about the Muslim faith to try to cover up their mistake in Benghazi was wrong. He didn't know he fired General Gerald Walpin for investigating wasteful spending while investigating Obama's Sacramento mayor friend Kevin Johnson. And he didn't know Dr. Ben Carson would be audited by the IRS shortly after disagreeing with him on national TV. He didn't know he dispatched more security guards to prevent World War II vets from visiting the wide open World War II memorial on the mall than it stationed in Benghazi. He didn't know that Lewis Lerner, who visited him multiple times in the White House, would target Tea Party members, churchgoers, and constitutionalists. He didn't know that Homeland Security and our military has placed the Tea Party, returning veterans, gun owners, constitutionalists, and church groups on a watch list. He didn't know that Catholic priests were threatened with imprisonment if they continued to hold services during the shutdown of their own and doing that on their own time. He didn't know former Libya Deputy Gregory Hicks was threatened by his administration for testifying about Benghazi. He didn't know his comments on the Trayvon Martin case would incite riots rather than pull our country together. And he didn't know Obamacare would cost most Americans more money and that many would not be able to keep their insurance. Did he? He didn't know where he was or where the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was at the time of the Benghazi attack. He didn't know that forcing all student loans to be through the government would make college students beholden to the government. He didn't know abortion is murder and calls unborn children 8 months living a mistake if it was to happen to his daughters. He didn't know supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, who routinely murder Christians, is wrong. He didn't know returning the bust of Winston Churchill to England would be an insult. He didn't know the president is not to bow down to any other country. He didn't know listing his name wrong on college applications to get special status was wrong. He doesn't know printing $85 billion a month is a bad thing. He doesn't know a $17 trillion debt has got to be paid. He didn't know it was an insult to host Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during the dinner hour to have him find his own food was impolite and inappropriate. He doesn't know forcing Israel to give up land is wrong. He didn't know calling out drone strikes without Congress is an act of a dictator. He doesn't know flying 30,000 drones over the USA is wrong. He doesn't know attacking whistleblowers who don't agree with him is wrong. He didn't know attending a church pastored by Jeremiah Wright, who frequently called America racist and declared GD America repeatedly, was wrong. He didn't know associating with Bill Ayers, a communist and terrorist, was wrong. He didn't know hiring Van Jones as Green Czar, who is a devout communist, was wrong. He didn't know his former communications director, Anita Dunn, said that her favorite political leader was Mao Zedong. He didn't know his friend, Rashid Khalidi, is a supporter of the Palestinian terrorists. He forgot to mention when he was running for election that he was a member of the New Party, which is a socialist party founded in Chicago. He didn't know the Communist Party supported him during the 2008 and 2012 elections. He didn't know his regulatory czar, Cass Sunstein, openly supports socialism. He didn't know Carol Browner, his energy czar, is a socialist. He didn't know the person running his blog in 2008, Sam Graham Felsen, is a socialist communist who wrote for a socialist magazine and hung the communist flag in his home. He didn't know appointing Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan, who called him a hero, that would influence the court. He didn't know Elena Kagan or Sonia Sotomayor are big supporters of gay marriage. He didn't know his pick to head the IRS, Tim Geithner, didn't pay his taxes for 4 years. He didn't know he is by law to provide a budget, which he refuses to do. He doesn't know that forcing Americans to buy insurance from the government is illegal. And he didn't know winning a Nobel Peace Prize and then bragging about killing people wasn't cool. He didn't know protecting our borders was his job. And that suing states like Arizona, when they try to protect their citizens, is, well, wrong. He didn't know he sued Arizona, North Carolina, Louisiana, South Dakota, South Carolina, Utah, Washington. You hearing this? The president sued Arizona, North Carolina, Louisiana, South Dakota, South Carolina, Utah, Washington, Colorado, Nebraska, Florida, Michigan, Ohio, Oklahoma, Texas, Alabama, Massachusetts, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Idaho, Georgia, Alaska, Nevada, Mississippi, Wisconsin, Wyoming, Kansas, Maine. Some were likely let out. More lawsuits than any administration in history, and he's suing his own country, the states of this guy. He didn't know that the Catholic Church would sue the administration for infringing on religious freedoms. He didn't know printing tons of cash would lead to China, Russia, and other countries to call for an end of the U.S. currency being the standard. He didn't know Tony Towns Whiteley, senior vice president of the CGI Federal, who's in charge of the Obamacare website, went to school with Michelle Obama and donated $47 million to the Obama campaign. And he didn't know many of the shovel-ready jobs went to China and other countries, not here. And finally, he didn't know 23 countries filed petitions to secede. And, well, you know, best case, he really didn't know any of these things, and he's just inept to be the leader of the greatest country in the free world. And they complained about Reagan having Alzheimer's. Worst case, however, he did know and he lied. Or perhaps worst case is the United States of America has had a coup we didn't know about. And someone else is in charge calling the shots, using him as a puppet. What did he know? When did he know it? Obama did know that Romney gave a kid a haircut decades ago. Anyway, leave Obama alone, right? He just doesn't know what he doesn't know. And when he didn't know what he didn't know, only he knows. And so, since Obama doesn't know anything, can we tell him his term is over in 2014? Please? Bible thump alert. Bible thump alert. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And this president's lack of knowledge is destroying us indeed. And it goes on to say this, because thou hast rejected knowledge, we try to tell you about this guy. God says, I also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Listen to that, Christian, who are priests unto God. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. And that's my greatest concern. Not so much for me. Or my dear wife, it's for my child and my grandchildren. They're the ones who are going to pay for all this. Hold on through the break. I'll be right back.
We Christians complain when our political leaders compromise their values, show contempt for the truth, and forsake the beliefs of our founders. Yet many Christians compromise their own values and beliefs to stay in churches that have forsaken their founders. The fact is, Christian, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Haven't you noticed that every corruption we complain about in our government began in our churches? The answer is clear. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Jeremiah 6:16. Lighthouse Baptist Church has answered the call to return to the old paths. Will you? Join us this Sunday. Call 805-347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information. Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheinbach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind men's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheibach, pastor of the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march and enemy that would steal from us our liberty. Welcome back to the Brain Massage Show. Thank you to all of you who were able to attend the second annual Brain Massage Banquet. We had a blast, planned to attend next year. It'll be Friday, November 14th, 2014. We tested it 2 years in a row. It works. It's fun. It's exciting. So we're pulling out all the stops. We're going for a big event next year. Also, very soon I'll be announcing the date for our first ever Second Amendment Sunday. Now, folks, that'll be complete with a gun show on the Lighthouse campus. Oh, yeah. We've been in the planning stages for a while now. Certain logistical issues still need to be addressed, but it is coming together. And I trust I'll be announcing the date for the Second Amendment Sunday gun show at the Lighthouse very soon. Now, by the way, I have a message titled The Bible and the Second Amendment that you really need to hear, especially those of you who don't believe that Christians ought to own guns. It's available for $3 from the church bookstore, or you can download it online for whatever donation you want to give the Lighthouse. The Bible and the Second Amendment. Another message you'll love is titled Nimrod and the Biblical Roots of Modern Globalism. Same deal, $3 or a donation online. Okay, here's another regular contributor to the Brain Massage Show and Gold Ambassador, by the way, supporter Jim and Debbie Kaufman. He sent this in to me a while back. It's titled, What Scandal? Tongue-in-cheek. No presidency has been surrounded with more scandal. Not even Clinton had so many scandals swirling around him during his presidency. And as you all know, that's saying something. And once again, I sent this to my research department, and I received documented verification for every single one of these scandals that we used. And so Gold Ambassadors, and I think Bronze Ambassadors also, will receive this in the show transcript that you'll get for this show. Now, if you'd like to have it, become an ambassador or send in some sort of donation to cover mailing at least, and we'll send it to you. And again, I'm going to run through these in a list so you can just get a feel for the corruption that defines the Obama presidency. All right, let's begin. Gun running. Fast and furious. Running guns into the hands of the Mexican cartels. Guns that were used, by the way, to kill American citizens. SEAL Team 6. The murder of the entire SEAL team that took out bin Laden. What, a secret mission here to make up for the Obama blunder and declaring to the entire world, to all of his Muslim friends, who killed their prophet? You know, what's this about? State Department lies about Benghazi, the most egregious of all the scandals, in my opinion. The article Barbara found on this one is a real eye-opener indeed. Thank God for those who refuse to let this scandal just go by the boards. But laboring to keep Obama honest about the murder of Christopher Stevens, Ambassador, Sean Smith, Information Officer, Glenn Dougherty, Navy SEAL, and Tyrone Woods, Navy SEAL. You know, Hagman has done an admirable job sorting through all the evidence supporting the conclusion that Obama did have his hand in this Benghazi thing, along with Rodham Clinton and others. He also brings up another scandal not noted in this rather long list, the 2008 passport office break-in scandal, where Obama's passport records were taken. Voter fraud. You've heard me say it over and again, that the voter fraud today has gotten to the point, and the American people are so narrowly divided now in the electorate, that voter fraud can, and I believe does, actually impact national elections. Now, here's some proof for you. To date, 46 states have prosecuted or convicted cases of voter fraud. 24 million voter registrations are invalid, yet they remain on rolls nationwide. There are over 1.8 million dead voters on the rolls that are still eligible to vote. More than 2.75 million Americans are registered to vote in more than one state. In Maryland, we've uncovered cases of people registering and voting after they were dead. This year, a group called True the Vote uncovered more than 348,000 dead people who are on the rolls in 27 states. You know, we got 49,000 dead people who vote in California alone. So we lead them. Florida has 30,000, Texas 28,500, Michigan 25,000, Illinois 24,000. 12 Indiana counties have more registered voters than residents. Federal records showed 160 counties in 19 states have over 100% voter registration. And surprise, surprise, it's the Florida New Majority Education Fund, Democratic Party of Florida, and the National Council of La Raza are currently under investigation for alleged voter fraud registration. And all Democrats. Military votes are not counted. There's a scandal for you. Makes me angry every time I am reminded of it. How Obama obviously manipulated the system in order to interfere with the military getting their votes in from overseas. Obama's gay friends who mysteriously were murdered. Yeah, this was a disturbing scandal that was pretty well overlooked by mainstream media that developed early in Obama's first bid for the office. This guy was telling us about his own sexual liaison with Obama, and suddenly this guy's murdered. NSA monitoring our phone calls? This is probably at least somewhat fresh in your memory. Add to it the newly discovered revelations that Obama's administration has been snooping on personal phone calls of foreign leaders, even of those of our allies. And this has, of course, raised a great international stink coming out of the Oval Office these days. Drones in our own country. Oh, yeah. Now, you've heard about this one, I'm sure. He's spying on us. We used to be concerned about black helicopters. Now we're concerned about black drones. And don't forget the outrageous breach of constitutional power and his murdering of American citizens overseas who are suspected of terrorism, giving A123 Technologies $300 million. That's just one of some other of these energy corporations that Obama's bailed out. And this was a company that clearly mismanaged its business. No question about it. Read about it yourself. And Obama bails out his buddies with your tax money at a cool $300 million on this one. The president arming the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, in Somalia, in Syria, giving a pass to Iran lately, IRS targeting conservatives. Remember that one? Purposely going after Tea Party groups and other conservatives, and it all ties right back to Obama. Oh, yeah, at least in a sane world it would. You know that if evidence supporting the conclusion that Obama was complicit in these scandals existed for anything Reagan did regarding the Contras, you would never have heard the end of it. Anyway, DOJ spying on the press. Yeah, this one actually got the attention of the press, at least for a short while. And then Sebelius shaking down health insurance executives. Yeah, how about this gal? She's so inept, she can't get the Obamacare website functioning, even with virtually unlimited dollars to get it done. While a group of, I think it was some kids, got together, created a website handling the same thing Obamacare is supposed to handle, and theirs already works. What's going on with all this? Yet she's really apt at shaking executives down. I wonder about what's going on here. Are these guys really this inept? I wonder if they just can't afford to let Obamacare go into full operation before 2014 elections, since they know it's going to be a disaster and they're not quite ready to pull the martial law string. I'm just kidding, sort of. Anyway, giving Solyndra $500 million, so $300 million there, $500 million there. Pretty soon you talk about some real money. You remember this one? Don't you? Another company run into the ground by inept management, and Obama bails them out with your tax dollars. I guess these inept leaders kind of hang together, don't they? President orders release of illegals. Remember that one? Yeah. Now I got to move toward a conclusion here. President's threat to impose gun control. Yeah. And the president's repeated violation of the law. His refusal to submit a budget, for example. His refusal to enforce laws he deems unfair. I mean, this man has shredded the Constitution. President's unconstitutional recess appointments. There's another scandal for you. You know, he made these appointments when Congress was not in recess, which violates the Constitution. But who cares, right? State Department interfering with IG investigation on departmental sexual misconduct. Oh, yeah. The Inspector General, IG, was investigating sexual misconduct in the State Department, and Hillary and company, including Obama, squashed it. Clinton, IRS, Clapper, and Holder all lying to Congress about PRISM. Bush started that whole thing with PRISM, you know, and then Obama continues it, but magnifies it beyond belief. And when this got out, well, Clinton, Clapper, and Holder all surrounded the president and constructed a bunker of lies for him to hide in. So what? Right? I mean, who cares? Folks, there comes a point when a nation becomes so saturated with evil that the land can no longer bear it. And from a biblical point of view, the land becomes sick. So sick, it vomits the inhabitants out of the land. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, wait a minute. Bible thump alert. God warned his people. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled, that the land spew not you out also, when ye defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you, in quote Leviticus 18:26. And he warns us again in Leviticus 20:22, quote, ye shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments, and do them, that the land whither I bring you to dwell therein spew you not out, end quote. In other words, God says the land gets sick and spits you out. Vomits you out is the actual vernacular interpretation of that language. Now, what are these abominations that defile the land and make it so sick it vomits out the people? Well, here's a list coming from those chapters in the Bible. Putting away, which is divorce, fornication of all kinds, including incest, adultery, occult sex rituals involving idols or other forms of Satan worship, homosexuality, bestiality, and children cursing their parents, by the way. All of this makes the land sick. See, the sickness of the land is increasing almost daily, and it's by the design of the enemy of our soul. The land is beginning to convulse with stomach cramps, my friend. You can't overcome God. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6. Now look, I know some of you rage along with the heathen, even though you enjoy my show. And you cry out against God's laws, think they're unfair. You cry out against his ways. Listen, he's the creator. He made all things for his glory. And it's his call, my friend. He organized creation so that it operates according to his law, not yours. And by God's design, it rejects your evil and reacts violently to your sin. That's why we have a whole list of what are called sexually transmitted diseases. You notice all of the sexual activity that transmits the diseases are activities that are contrary to God's law. Every one of them. Now, I know you reject what I'm saying. Like that's something new, eh? Foolish and wicked people rejecting the warning of the prophet. But you will see. You will see that God is not mocked. You cannot sow this evil in the land without reaping the consequences of divine judgment. You need to repent. And it starts with you, Christian. But at least with you, there is hope. You are, by commission from Christ, the salt of the earth, a seasoning and a preservative. You have the ear of God, if you'll use it, and a promise from his throne. The Bible says, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Our land is sick, needs to be healed. Do you consider yourself one of God's people? A God and country patriot? Well, why have you forsaken the assembling of yourselves together? Hebrews 10:25, that's church. See you in church. Sunday night, a special message on the Bible and Obamacare. I think you'll find it very interesting what the Bible says about government providing health care. Lord willing, that'll be the topic Sunday night. Now, I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you call and let me know that you see they are on. You call and say, lights on, if you see the lights are on. You will ride like Revere and spread the warning. Of course, that means you agree with what I'm saying. Or you call and say, lights off, and that means you reject what I'm saying and disagree strongly with me. And I need feedback from both my lights on and lights off listeners. So what will it be today, I wonder? When I go to the phones to find my messages, will I find your call there saying lights on? Or will I find your call there saying lights off? Call 888-770-8000. That is 1-888-770-8000. And leave a message on our listener response hotline. It's a free call to anyone within the continental United States. Now, from outside the country, or if you prefer it, you can email me by going to our website and going down the right side, you'll see a place there where you can register your vote, lights on or lights off, like a thumbs up or thumbs down, and then you can give me whatever message you like and send me that by email, and I'll respond to you. I personally read all of my email correspondence, and I personally listen to every call that comes in. If you're in a hurry, you can give me a lights on or lights off, and then just hang up or click lights on, lights off, and say send. But in any event, I'd love to hear from you. God bless you. God save America. See you in church.
For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. The Brain Masseur is preparing to massage your brain.